alarming, particularly regarding the reprisals faced by human rights defenders and journalists. The recent detention of Khurram Pervez, a prominent human rights advocate, exemplifies the broader pattern of state-sponsored repression aimed at silencing dissenting voices. His arrest is not an isolated incident, but part of a systematic effort by Indian authorities to undermine the work of those who expose human rights violations in the region. Mr. President, India's non-compliance with UN special procedures highlights its disregard for international norms and accountability mechanisms. This failure not only worsens the plight of human rights defenders within Kashmir, but also emboldens transnational crimes against those advocating for justice. Reports indicate that defenders operating outside of Kashmir face severe threats, including death threats, aimed at intimidating them into silence. Moreover, reprisals extend to their families in the occupied territory, creating a climate of fear that stifles activism and advocacy. Mr. President, the international community must take a stand against these violations, calling on India to respect the rights of human rights defenders and uphold its obligations under international law. The safety and freedom of those who dare to speak out are paramount to the quest for justice and accountability in Kashmir. It is imperative that the global community acts decisively to protect these brave individuals and their families. I thank you, Mr.
I thank you. I give the floor now to International Support for Human Rights.